Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.iomc.org for September 23rd to the 29th, 2017. As Palestinian political groups announce reconciliation this week, one Palestinian and three Israeli soldiers are killed during an attack in the West Bank, while in Gaza, Israeli Navy escalated attacks targeting fishermen. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to attack protesters marching against the wall and settlements. IMEMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
This week, protests were organized in the villages of Bilayin, Nanin in central West Bank and in the northern West Bank village of Kufr Kaddoum. Many residents and their supporters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation fired by Israeli soldiers as they attacked the villagers of Kufr Kaddoum. In central West Bank, at the villages of Bilayin and Na'ilin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. For IMMC News, this is Ms. Tatjan.
This week, Palestinians are still awaiting the end of the 10-year-long Israeli blockade on Gaza and settlement for the Palestinian-Israeli conflict by means of intra-Palestinian reconciliation between major Palestinian parties Hamas and Fatah. Such reconciliation is expected to take effect by next Monday, when the West Bank-based consensus government will be arriving in Gaza. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari has more.
Hamas party says that it would welcome a consensus government in Gaza by next Monday, with a willingness to end all Palestinian differences caused by the 10-year-old political split. In the Gaza Strip, 2 million residents have some hopes for a better future. Some political commentators believe that Hamas has demonstrated this time a great deal of flexibility and that the party realizes that there is an upcoming peaceful settlement between Palestinians and Israelis. During a public speech this week, Hamas's leader in Gaza, Yahya al-Sinwar, hinted at two main points: a possible prisoner swap deal with Israel with the help of Egyptian mediators, and integration of Hamas's militant offshoot, Izzedine al-Qassam, into a potential PA-run military battalion based on a peaceful settlement in the region. Al-Sinwar asserted on his party's strong determination to end the political split with Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. In the meantime, preparations are underway in Gaza to welcome hundreds of Palestinian government officials to arrive in the territory from the West Bank. Such developments come in the backdrop of this month's speech by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas before UN member states in New York City. Abbas outlined important stops in the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and extended hand of peace towards Israel based on international legitimacy resolutions. Abbas also called on Washington to practice an effective role of mediation between Israelis and Palestinians. For IMEMC News, I am Rani Al-Mighari in Gaza.
A Palestinian man and three Israeli soldiers were killed this week during an attack in the West Bank as Navy ships continued to attack fishermen in Gaza. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura reports.
A Palestinian armed man shot and killed on Tuesday morning three Israeli security guards in the Israeli settlement colony of Har Adar near Jerusalem that is built illegally on Palestinian land. The attacker was then shot and killed by the remaining Israeli border guards at the entrance to the settlement colony. The Palestinian was later identified as Nimer Jamal, 37, a father of four children, from Beit Surik village, northwest of Jerusalem. Israeli news sources reported that the three Israelis are members of the Israeli security forces, a border policeman, and two civilian security guards. After the attack, the Israeli army imposed a complete isolation of 16 Palestinian villages northwest of occupied Jerusalem in addition to closing various roads and continuing the state of curfew, imprisoning the villagers in their homes and causing the closures of 50 schools. Later in the week, Israeli soldiers destroyed on Wednesday evening a water pipeline and bulldozed an agricultural road in Attuf village south of Tubas, in addition to confiscating a tractor and a water truck in the West Bank's northern plains. Israel controls all water resources and frequently disconnects water supplies, an issue that forces the Palestinians to buy water, which is delivered to them by water trucks, for higher prices than they would normally pay if they had constant running water. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 85 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli forces detained at least 75 Palestinian civilians, including 12 children. In Gaza this week, Israeli gunboats opened fire on Monday and Tuesday of this week at the Palestinian fishing boats northwest of Beit Lahia in the northern Gaza Strip and chased them. Moreover, the Navy also attacked fishermen near Al-Sudaniya area, also in northern Gaza Strip. The attacks were reported on Sunday and Tuesday of this week. For IMC News, this is Iman Abdurrabbo Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for September 23rd to the 29th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.iamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Jorish Maui and me, Hassan Bannoura.